The January 6th hearings are a scripted production, but information is still being hidden from all of us. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast to hear me get right into the news of the day. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody? Everybody doing good?
What's kicking, chicken? What's happening, Captain?
Going to be a busy day on today's show. It's going to be a busy day as we get set to record our deep dive this afternoon with Carrie Lake, which will be released tomorrow. So make sure you're ready for that. I don't know if we are.
Well, I am. I think you're a little more concerned about this than I am. I don't know why. I think it's because she fought with Megyn Kelly or something yesterday. And now she's like, oh, rah, rah. Mock thinks that we're going to have some huge fight with her. I think it's going to be a delightful conversation. I don't think there's going to be any fighting.
I don't want to have a fight with her. I just remember her thing with Brett Baer. And I'm just like, Brett didn't want to fight with her, but he got a fight. And so I'm just worried. I don't want to say the wrong thing and like get her all riled up.
I think we're going to be BFFs by the end of it. I think we're going to be total BFFs. It's going to be great.
I think it'll be okay. You guys, quick reminder that because the world is just like on fire right now and everything is crazy, the markets are very unreliable. As you know, what if we lost like $10 trillion from the stock market or something crazy?
I can't think about any of it. And then I just go into a spiral of depression. That's why we just buy gold and just, I can't. I'm in denial.
That's right. And if you get it from our friends at Acre Gold, now granted, I am on the low subscription plan of $50 a month, and this is a 2.5 gram bar of gold. If you do $100 a month, it's double the size. If you do $250 a month, you get a 10 gram bar of gold. That's the plan that you're on. And so what happens is it's just this great way of investing in gold without coming out of pocket all at one time, right? This is just a way to subscribe. You just have a monthly subscription, and then you get updated from Acre Gold on how you're coming along in terms of how much money are you getting close to the value of that bar of gold. And then as soon as you do, they send it to you and the cycle repeats itself and you just keep stockpiling that gold in your own personal safe. It's such a handy way to invest because you're not just like having to write out a big old check or pay a bunch of money at once. This is just a nice little layaway plan. And I don't know that anybody else does it, but our friends at getacregold.com/chicks. Check them out, you guys.
Yeah, check them out. And also check out our website, chicksonright.com. Working out the kinks. Almost there.
I really feel like it's there.
Yeah, we're like, I mean, literally this week we've not had any issues. I'm knocking. My dog is going to get up and be like, who's here? Oh my God. Cause I'm knocking on wood. But yeah, working out all the kinks. So you guys check it out. Make sure you bookmark it. Go there every single day. All the great content is there. And then the writers are fantastic. We're writing every day. So please just check it out.
And if you didn't check it out yesterday, then you would have missed my post about the great Camp Tono meet and greet Chicksapalooza t-shirts that are now available for purchase thanks to GratefulAmericanApparel.com. That's where you can find them, GratefulAmericanApparel.com. You guys, I need to play you this just, and we don't have to play the whole thing because you'll get the idea very quickly. But anyway, I saw this clip on the TikTok of Joe Biden giving a press conference or delivering some sort of an address, except that it's Joe Biden twice from two different dates. The first is apparently from December 21st, and the second is allegedly, according to this TikTok, and you'll see that, from March 22nd. And one of those times, I think it's the March 22nd time, you guys remember when he did that press conference and he had the cold and his voice was really,
as you would say, snorgly.
It was kind of snorgly. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Remember?
Right. Oh, I remember.
Well, so one of those, that is one of the days that you're going to see. And somebody took those two speeches and put them side by side to demonstrate that his speeches are recycled even 3 months apart, you guys. So this is absolutely, this was blowing my mind to watch this. I'll let you see too.
Every tool available to address price increases. And it's beginning to work.
Take
gasoline and gas prices. Last week, I announced the largest ever release from the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve to increase the supply of oil and help bring down prices. I brought together other countries, India, Japan, the Republic of Korea, the United Kingdom,
all joined us.
All agreed to join me in releasing additional oil from their reserves. China may do more as well.
I mean, the whole thing, and this is probably a minute and a half. It's word for word. And he's even referencing things like, last week I did this. You know what I mean? Like, it's time stamped, and yet he still recycled it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine if Trump did this? Can you imagine what liberals would be doing? Like, they'd have their pitchforks like in the streets. They just, people wake up. Oh my God. Like, this is, he is completely unfit to serve. So unfit. And his team is unfit. Like, because you know, there's a person or people, a team of people who are writing this crap. This is what they're doing. Well, they're not writing it. I mean, they're recycling it. But we're paying them and we're giving them pensions. This is what we're doing. There's a team.
Speaking of team, I think Kamala just lost two more people. I saw that the other day.
Not surprising at all. Can you imagine?
She must just be a wretched person to work with. Absolutely wretched. Anyway, and I've got another TikTok related story to talk about, because Tucker went on a TikTok tirade. Tucker's TikTok tirade. He went on a tirade last night, but it's too long to play. So I found someone else online who's actually like a very, I guess he's a comedian. I'd never heard of him, but he's got a huge, huge following, who actually puts into much more concise terms exactly what China is doing with TikTok against the United States and probably other countries. And we'll get to that in a second. But I did want to mention that I just saw a headline that Sacramento's homeless population has just now surpassed San Francisco's, and crime there is also up 67%. And now Shannon Bream was talking yesterday about how bad LA has gotten. It's so bad that now the police and the mayor, they're warning people, hey, there's this new kind of crime that we wanted you to be aware of. And it's called follow you home robberies, where people, you might just be at a grocery store or, you know, the post office or wherever, and someone will purposely follow you home so that they can rob you. So that's the newest crime wave that's going through LA right now. It's getting out of control.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then, you know, they have what, DAs, and they have people there who just don't give a crap because the criminals are more important than actual citizens, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what they're doing there. Yay, California. And then Gavin Newsom has the audacity to get in a commercial and actually diss Ron DeSantis,
right?
And act as if California is better than Florida. Who is this guy for real? Who does he think he is? And then he talks about freedom. Yeah, because you don't even, seriously, like, you have the freedom in California to move about and not get killed, for real.
Well, and I think they just reinstated the mask mandate in LA County.
Yeah.
So the indoor mask mandate. So, I mean, don't talk to anyone else about freedom, you psychos. Oh my gosh. Also, apparently, and this is just now starting to, I don't know, like, create a story out of itself, that Elon Musk is now looking to buy more time with the court system, because, you know, he's being sued by Twitter for breach of contract and for not wanting to move forward with buying Twitter. And so now he is talking about countersuing, and he is asking the courts for more time to put together his countersuit case. So this story is far from over. That is still a thing that's happening.
I'm kind of glad about it.
Oh yeah, I am too.
Yeah, I don't want it to be over, because I think I'm not alone when I say I really wanted him to buy Twitter. You know, I really wanted him to, I don't want it to be over.
Same. Okay. So I don't remember the name of this guy. I'm sorry. I don't remember his name. I think it's Andrew something or other. And probably because he's way more famous than we are, people here will be like, oh yeah, that's Andrew. What's his name? Schultz, maybe? It might be Schultz. Anyway, this is like 45 seconds of exactly how China uses TikTok to dumb down America. Okay. So this is really fascinating. Take a listen.
TikTok thing was a big deal because it was a social media platform we didn't create. So it's like, oh shit, we don't want some other country's tech influencing us. Cause apparently, like, in China, the way that the algorithm works, it doesn't reward people doing stupid dances and like playing with their dog. The algorithm is rewarding things that they want to see their youth do. So people doing cool engineering shit,
oh, that's so
people
fun.
Doing cool science shit.
Oh,
but
so
if you're China, and you wanted to disrupt another country.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't you reward the dumbest possible shit on that app?
Twerking,
people doing stupid dances. You want the next level of youth to go, I can be famous doing something that's truly worthless to society.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tucker actually showed example. So I was watching with my daughter last night, my 12-year-old daughter, and he was showing examples of these just dumbass girls up there with their boobs and their twerking and just all these influencers, you know, doing all this stupid crap on TikTok. And I was like, this is why you're not allowed on it, honey. This is why. And I'm like, and then look at what China's doing. And China, their algorithm is they go through and they're doing all of this educational stuff. They're rewarded with educational things. And she was like, wow, look at the difference. And I'm like, yeah, look at the difference. And this is why China is going to take us over if we're not, if we don't wake up to this stuff. And the problem is that people aren't. And another problem is that adults are on it.
Well, but let me just, because I, you know, I'm on it. And so I will say, first of all, that guy that you just watched has 3 million followers on TikTok. So he's not particularly all that concerned about it. But secondly, I know in my feed, I get like the Rubik's Cube masterminds. I get the astronomy people. Like I get the people because of the algorithm has gotten to know what I like. So I do think it rewards dumb people with more dumb stuff. But if you are interacting and engaging with content that is of interest, that is that makes your brain work, then it actually works well in that way. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like if I'm out there and I'm not being an idiot, maybe I'm helping the algorithm for somebody else in some way. You know what I mean? So there, unfortunately, I will always be massively outnumbered by the twerking and the boobs, but still it is, you do kind of get out of it what you put into it. If that makes sense. It's not helpful because of all the things we just heard, but you know.
Or you could just be like me and just not be on it.
You can.
And make sure that your kids are not on it. I mean, that's just, I think that that is just another way to go. That's just how I feel about it. Just keep them off it, y'all. Keep them off it entirely. Because I mean, and honestly, anybody that is of that age is not going to know, you know, oh, I'm going to go ahead and trick the out. They're not going to do that.
No, they won't.
And frankly, a lot of adults aren't going to do that either.
Right.
This is the way that China is, they're getting in and it's their sort of way to get in there and intertwine and this is how they're getting us. I hate it. I hate the way that America and honest, I'm not a diss against you, but people can make excuses all they want. This is how they're getting us.
Well, and it's no different though, that because Instagram and Facebook Meta has decided, oh, reels are the future. Everything that I see on TikTok is on Instagram within a week or two after that. So TikTok, I mean, you know what I mean? It's all the same. All these social media platforms are the same. It's just that China happens to own TikTok, which is bad.
Right.
So, I mean, that is a bad thing. At this point, like all my information is already out there. So, but yeah, I mean, it was a really interesting, I thought that guy did such a good job of just saying, here's how they're incentivizing the dumbing down, right? And I think social media does that as a whole anyway, because all the algorithms work that way. Doesn't matter what platform you're on, they all work that way.
Which is why you got to keep your kids off it. I mean, you really do. I watched a thing the other day where this woman was talking about, she was talking about how her kids, she's like, oh, you know, you think that your kids can handle it. You know, you think your kids, you're really close to your kids, blah, blah, blah. And then one day you wake up and your kids are acting different. They're, you know, being different. They're being quiet or whatever. And it's just because they're your kids and they're good kids, they're not exempt. They're just not exempt from the suck that is social media. Keep them off of it. I mean, and the thing is that the problem in our society too, is that every other kid is on it. So when you keep your kid off of it, your kid comes home and they're like, well, all my friends are on it. And so you feel this pressure as a parent to make it, to be like, well, God, my kid is not the cool kid now, or my kid's the loser because she or he is not on social media. And so a lot of parents just give in and they say, okay, fine. Well, then I guess you can be on it. It just sucks. It sucks as a parent because you want your kid to be able to communicate with other kids. And that is how they're communicating, is through these super stupid DM platforms and social media. It's it is a terrible time to be a parent and to be a kid because of all the social media BS. But you have to stand strong and you have to be like, sorry, you know?
Or at least spy. That's what I do.
Yeah. I mean, that's another way to do it. It's just to be a complete and utter stalker. Yeah. But man, like TikTok, there's no way. I'm just not letting my kid on it. I'm not letting her do it.
No, I wouldn't. And my kid's not on TikTok either. I don't think he has interest. You know, because why would they have interest when they get all the same stuff? That's the thing, is they're getting all the same stuff on Reels now. Instagram is like completely turning itself into TikTok because they've seen the success, right? Like they get it. They know that that's what's... TikTok is super popular for that reason. And so now Meta has decided, Zuckerberg and Gleeborg have decided we need in on that action. you guys, right now, there is a huge special going on at omahasteaks.com, and it is their all-American assortment. And let me just tell you what is included in the all-American assortment. 16 of their mouth-watering entrees, which includes the butcher's cut fillets, which, by the way, and it's Daisy that taught me this, you take one of those fillets and you throw it in your air fryer for lunch.
Oh my God. So good.
So good. And you feel like so fancy for lunch, like you're having a fillet.
Bing, bang, boom, it's done. You put a little like, you know, thing of like rice with it or some mashed potatoes. I know, right? It's lunchtime. You are a queen.
It is the greatest. And you throw some of their seasoning, which also comes with the All-American assortment, is a whole bottle of their seasoning. You throw that on there too. And it's like you're at a freaking restaurant. It is so, so good. So you get 16 entrees. You get the tartlets, the caramel apple tartlets, which are so yummy. And that now I know that you can make them in the microwave, which is my favorite thing. And you also, if you order the All-American assortment at omahasteaks.com and then you type in keyword chicks into your search field, they're going to throw in 8 free burgers with your order because they love us and we love them. And you should too. So omahasteaks.com, keyword chicks for that special. Try them out. If you haven't had their stuff before, I don't know. What are you doing? It is so, so freaking good.
So good. And make sure that you guys check out our locals page at chicksontheright.locals.com. I finally uploaded a thank you video on our locals page last night. Oh my God, I finally am figuring it out. I had to like send stuff to like Google Drives and all sorts of stuff last night because my phone doesn't. It's anyways, long story short, I finally got a video up last night after like 3 hours of trying to do this, but I'm able to do it on our locals page. I'm going to be doing more of it. I know Mock does that too. So check out our locals page, chicksontheright.locals.com. And there's going to be more exclusive content there. So if you haven't already, definitely do that.
Yay. Okay. So there's a lot of news yesterday about Fauci and his imminent retirement. He was on with that one chick from CNN whose name I never remember, but who I think is pretty nice, actually. He was on with her to sort of clear the air and explain exactly what all of these retirement rumors are about. Here it is.
I gave an interview with a reporter and they said, you know, you're going to have to step down sometime. You can't be in this job forever. And I said, you're absolutely right. I can't be in this job forever. And I don't anticipate I'll be in this job before the end, at the end of the first term of President Biden, which is January 2025. Somehow that got interpreted that it's announcing my retirement. I just said that it is extremely unlikely, in fact, for sure, that I'm not going to be here beyond January 2025. So sometime between now, Kate, and January 2025, you can guarantee I'll step down.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be fired by the next president who will automatically fire him.
Right, because a Republican will be like, get out, you little troll, you lying little troll. God, this guy is a piece of work. I'm going to retire. Gosh. Yeah, you should have retired like years ago, you liar. Good Lord.
So that's what he says about the retirement. So it's really not as exciting as I think it wanted to be.
I hope he enjoys his Mac Daddy pension that we've given him.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be big. What was it? Because we used to know the number on that. Wasn't it like $400,000 a year or something?
He makes the most money of anybody in federal government. Can you even imagine? Like, it's obscene what this man makes, this little liar makes. And then on top of that, I don't know, his pension is, it's got to be completely obscene too. It's gross. It's gross what we pay this man.
It really is. It's vile. Speaking of vile, got a couple of clips to show you from The View yesterday. They were putting in their two cents about a conversation we had yesterday. I mean, not about our conversation, but about the topic of Biden and the fist bump with the crown prince in Saudi Arabia. We talked about that yesterday. Everybody was kind of talking about it yesterday. They were too. And of course, as you might expect, they are in massive defend Biden mode. So I'm going to play the little clip from Joy first, because she even admits in it that she knows she defends Biden a lot, but here's why she's going to keep doing it. Listen.
I mean, I do defend Biden quite a bit, I know, but it's like, you know, if Manchin and some of these Republicans would allow the industries just cut back on fossil fuels and get alternative fuels going, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have to, you know, fist bump this guy, who, by the way, he did say to him, I think that you were responsible for Khashoggi's death. And the guy goes, no. And he says, well, I think you have. I mean, he did confront him.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more thing I wanted to say, because I do understand that, you know, that some 9/11 families might be annoyed with that, because the conventional wisdom is that those terrorists came from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So there is a personal feeling about it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know if Biden had the choice.
Oh, no, he didn't have a choice. He didn't have a choice. Like, the dumb on the show, it's at a level that is I've never seen before. Like she acts as if there's no choice. Does she not know that there's oil, like, here in America?
Well, she said it's Manchin's fault because he is somehow preventing alternative energies from being explored. How is he doing that? There's nothing that's stopping more wind and solar and more whatever. She's acting like Manchin is holding that back. That's an outright lie. That's
right. He's standing in front of him going, you can't. No. No, he's like strapped him. He strapped himself to like windmills, you know? It's like, what in the world? And then beyond that, do they not, it's like, I don't know what these people, can they not get past this whole notion of we can drill here? Like, we could have done that here. What is it? It's like a mental block with these people. It's like they cannot see it. They can't see the fact that there is oil here in the United States. We could have drilled here, but he put a stop to that right when he got into office. He's like, I have to undo everything that President Trump did because neener. I mean, because he's completely immature, and he had to do that just to do what? To prove a point that he can just reverse everything that Trump did. I mean, we can drill here. And we have plenty of oil here, and there's no reason we have to grovel to these countries that hate us and want us all to die.
Well, but she would complain, you know, drilling more oil. She would be on Biden's side when it comes to climate change, and we need different kinds of energy. But she's saying that the reason Joe Biden had to go to Saudi Arabia is because Joe Manchin is somehow single-handedly preventing alternative energies, which is just... That's freaking crazy.
He's not doing that. And we can do, they're not mutually exclusive. We can do both. And I think Republicans have been saying that for a while. Trump never said that we couldn't do that. I mean, it's like we can do both at the same time, which would be the best plan ever, right? Listen, when it comes to electricity in general, you need those sources of energy. You need, you know, oil and gas for electricity. I mean, this is the thing. I don't think that these people get the industry in general. Like, you need to have those two things being symbiotic and working together. And we can have all of those things, and those two industries can work together. And I think that's what, you know, this country would be. It would be awesome if we could just do that.
Right.
But for some reason, Joe Biden, you know, said, well, I'm going to kill the fossil fuel industry. I'm going to kill fossil fuels. Okay. Well, we know what you want. You have an agenda. And now they're acting as if he didn't say that. And that it's like all of a sudden we're in this position that we're in. And it's like, okay, the best case scenario would be is if everybody worked together, we drilled here, and then we had all those alternative options. But now you've got like Pete Buttigieg saying, well, you know, for you, it'd be great because these car prices, like Tesla prices or whatever, these alternative cars, these hybrid car prices, they're coming down. And it would be great for you guys just go ahead and buy those And that's an option for you, all you people out there. If for you to go ahead, did you see that clip of him?
Mm-hmm.
For him to, if you just buy those cars are cheaper for you now. That's what you guys should be doing. And then that way, you know, you're paying less for those cars, even though your gas prices will be higher. I mean, these it's like they just don't get it. None of these people get what the actual problem is.
And they don't understand. I mean, they also, I would love for somebody to ask Pete, okay, and then what happens when the car battery dies? And how are we disposing of those batteries? How much energy does it actually take to create one windmill? Because if you look at the stats behind that, the data behind that, it's absolutely insane what it costs us in energy to just create one windmill that then doesn't make up for it. It's freaking nuts.
And what about the grid? I mean, I was at a hotel in San Antonio this past weekend. It was 106, 107 degrees, right? So our hotel, the electricity went off in the entire hotel. And it was off for like an hour and a half. And I thought to myself, what's going to happen? Right. What's going to happen with all these if people on the left who want all this electricity bullcrap, what's going to happen to the grid? I mean, has anybody thought about the grid? Like if we all move to electric stuff, I don't think they've thought that far ahead. They think so short term. They don't think about the long, they don't think about the long game on any of this stuff. You know what I mean? So it concerns me. And granted, I know it was one hotel, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that it was so hot. The grid, I mean, I'm sure that had something to do with, you know, the electrical grid or whatever in that particular area. And we waited for an hour and a half in a hot hotel for the, you know, and it was a beautiful hotel in a wonderful area for the electricity to come back on, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, well, what happens? What happens? You know, has Pete Buttigieg thought about that? Have any of them?
He hasn't even thought about the supply chain. I did want to say too, that on The View, it's not just that they're dumb, but they also always hate America. That is leftism to their core. They cannot help themselves. And that's this clip of Whoopi. You'll see what she says in order to defend this whole Saudi Arabia thing. It's unreal. Watch this.
To go to Saudi Arabia, however, to find a country that's violating human rights or a country that's opposing women. Because plenty of states that we live in are doing the same thing, remove protected rights from women, disallowing them control over their bodies. So I just want to say, you know, I think part of the big problem that we have is our own hands are dirty quite often.
Oh, my God.
Just unreal.
It is unreal. What in the world? Our own hands are dirty. How dare she? Right.
It's just vile. I mean,
like, meanwhile, it's like somebody in the media, somebody, a journalist, you know, was killed at the hands of that guy. And like, it's like, they can't even, just the awful thing. And then the way that he was killed was so horrific. Like, you just can't, wow. I just can't even imagine. They just are like, oh, it's, you know, no big deal. Like, let's just fist bump the guy. It's fine.
Well, and now we've got Meghan Markle, who by proxy is sending her prince to speak at the United Nations to rip on America.
You guys should have heard how Mock responded to this yesterday. Like the cuss words that were coming out of her mouth. I can't repeat it here because I'm sure there are kids in the room and dogs, and the dogs would be running in terror. They would be running in terror at the words that came out of her mouth about his balls. And
I was mad, man. I was mad. I do have a teeny part of his clip because how freaking dare he just, oh my God, look at this.
How many of us feel battered, helpless, in the face of the seemingly endless stream of disasters and devastation? I understand. This has been a painful year in a painful decade. We're living through a pandemic that continues to ravage communities in every corner of the globe. Climate change wreaking havoc on our planet, with the most vulnerable suffering most of all. The few weaponizing lies and disinformation at the expense of the many. And from the horrific war in Ukraine to the rolling back of constitutional rights here in the United States, we are witnessing a global assault on democracy and freedom.
Oh, really? No, you didn't. Oh, no, he didn't.
As he lives in his mansion in LA, wherever the hell, I'm sorry, in Malibu, wherever the hell he lives. The rolling back of constitutional rights here in America. How about you suck it? God, you royal. I mean, it's like, where does he get off? He's a prince. Where does he get off?
Megan says, here's what you're going to go and do and say.
Here's what you're going to, I got your balls. I'm squeezing them. I got them. They're this tiny. I got them. I'm squeezing them. It's like, you're going to go, you're going to say this here. You're going to go get up on the stage. Go ahead. Okay, Yoko. Okay. God, cannot stand these people.
Oh my God. He needs to just take the United States out of his mouth altogether. Just, you can suck
and
it.
I'm sure he's been ravaged so hard as
he's
like,
battered. He is battered.
Battered and ravaged in his palace. His palace with his drivers and his allowance from his daddy. What a dick.
Oh,
seriously.
The worst.
I cannot with that guy.
I thought it would be fun if I got out one of my Patriot Supply emergency food kit buckets.
Yes.
I mean, it's a lot of food, you guys. And so if you get the 3-month kit, it is six of these bad boys. But you can tell, super sturdy. Like, this is probably like thicker than like trash cans. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's dirty stuff. And then it's chock full of all the delicious food. And that is what you need. 2,000 calories a day is what they recommend for the average adult in a time of crisis, because you're already stressed out and you're already like wigging out. So you need more calories.
You need the calories and the banana chips. You got to have the banana chips in there.
Mine does not have that in it anymore because I already ate them. So they are not available to me in an emergency. But if you just keep this in your closet or your store, wherever you keep it, it's good for 25 years, you guys. It lasts forever. So it's just a really good thing to have on hand, whether you choose the 1-month emergency food kit or the 3-month. The 3-month has the $150 off right now. So it's huge mega sale. If you go to preparewiththechicks.com, preparewiththechicks.com. And then while you're there, check out all the other awesome, like, emergency disaster recovery stuff that they have, because they have a lot at My Patriot Supply. Preparewiththechicks.com. So before we get to WAC, I wanted to, we have to get to this representative, Bonnie somebody, Watson, I think. Representative Congresswoman Bonnie Watson, there's still all these Roe v. Wade activist people, like, you know, having their protests all over in D.C. And so this particular representative came out to address that crowd, and she tells an anecdote, you guys, which is just blatantly false. I think you'll be able to figure out why. I think you'll be able to pick up on why this is completely false. Listen.
Conversation with someone I worked with very closely for the last 7 years, who told me at the age of 62, she was still having a period and was still sexually active with grandchildren. And she said, what if I got pregnant? There's no way at 62, I would have been in a position to really be a healthy mommy to a new baby. And so not only is this impacting the decisions of young women and the protection of young girls and others who've been assaulted and raped, but it also impacts the decision of fully adult women.
So I had to look it up because I was like, what are you even saying? Show me a 62-year-old woman who is still having a period. And so I looked it up and I was like, what is the oldest woman on record? Like, what? I need to know what the record is for this. And it was like 57 is the oldest woman on record that had had a period. That woman who told her the story is bleeding, and she probably needs to get that investigated, because it's not because of a period. Okay? It's not menstruating.
You need to handle that. You need to handle it. You need to see a physician and handle it, lady, because something's
wrong. Get that shit handled.
Right. You need to lock it up. Lock it all up. All right? Because there are physicians that will come to your aid and figure that out. You may be having some breakthroughs there, lady, because oh my God.
I mean, props for creativity, though, right? Like, they've tried all the 10-year-old stories. Now they got to go to the opposite extreme, right? This is what they're doing.
They're gonna wheel out this like 89-year-old woman. She's going to come out our wheelchair. She's like, I'm still bleeding.
I need an abortion.
I'm going to need an abortion. Really, I can't raise that child. And she's going to have like no teeth. I just cannot with these women. I'm gonna need to kill my kid. Let me have my rights. I guess they're just relentless. They are relentless.
Anyway, what is in your sack of whack?
All right. There's in Britain, this isn't like, you know, super duper whack, but I thought it was very interesting. Today is the last day that you can do this. I was hoping that Stuart the Brit would be in here.
Are you here?
And if he's not here, perhaps Harry, the ballless ginger wonder, can take advantage of this. There's a cinema chain in Britain that's offering redheads free tickets amongst the British heat wave. So they're saying, yeah, because you know how British, not British, but you know how gingers are like, I guess, so they get affected by the heat and the sun so much. Because if they walk out in the sun, you know, they burn more. This is what people think. They burn more easily. So they're announcing, they announced on their website and their social media accounts that redheads can get free tickets to the movies yesterday and today as part of their sun protection flicks or SPF promotion, which I thought was kind of cute. So they say that they're experiencing the hottest ever days on record. Redheads are more often vulnerable to the sun's rays. They're giving them shelter from the sun inside their fully air-conditioned cinema screens to catch the latest blockbusters so they can go in there and get free tickets. So if you live in the UK and you're watching this broadcast, Stuart, if you're a redhead, I thought of Stuart immediately. If he's a redhead, he can go to the movies for free today at this Showcase Cinema. Yeah, and I kind of wish they would do this in the States because I'm sure there's a couple redheads that we have that, you know, are listening to this broadcast that could go get some free movie tickets and go. But it's just today is the last day that you can do it.
Well, and it's good marketing because they know that redheaded people are the rarest, I guess. And
right.
So a redheaded person, chances are they're not going to want to see a movie alone. So they're going to bring company and that company will pay.
Totally. Totally.
I get it.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. Now, I mean, that's the thing. And now I'm sure that there's some people who dye their hair red. There's some women who are not going to be true redheads. Still, it counts, you know?
Okay, that's not really fair.
I mean, I would imagine if you have a red head. I would do it. I mean, I've dyed my hair red before. I used to have red hair back in the 90s.
I feel like that's skirting the system. That's cheating.
I'd still do it. I'd go and I'd be like, I want my free ticket. So there's that. Anyways, that's happening. I thought it was kind of genius. It's kind of cute. So if you're red haired and you want to go take advantage of your free ticket in the UK.
Do it, man.
Stuart, if you're out there, I feel like I envision him as being a red hair,
really?
Like ginger. Yeah, I do. So maybe.
I don't know. I haven't seen him, but maybe he's there and just being quiet. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's, if he watches later today, maybe he'll get this and he'll go get his free ticket if he's a redhead. He's a ginger. So there you go. All right, you guys. It is Tuesday. We're going to be talking to Carrie Lake today. It'll come out tomorrow. So look for our deep dive. Make sure that you're looking for that and that you're subscribed to our podcast so you know when everything is coming out. Everybody bring it in.
Put it right in your pocket.
Yeah, you can put us right in your pocket so you know everything is coming out. Yes, everybody gets a big hug. You guys, oh, here comes Cash. You guys, he's coming.
Don't let him shake.
We hope that you guys have, oh, he's looking at the ground. I don't know, what are you doing? What's down there, buddy? Oh, I don't know. Anyways, we hope that everybody has the best day ever, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Much of the media doesn't cover some of the most important stories of the day. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. In my latest episodes, I will discuss how the January 6th hearings have become a completely scripted television production to fit a Democratic narrative, and how no one is still asking why so many important details are still being hidden from the public. Don't forget, download and subscribe to the daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue, just the ones you need to know the most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.